This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's day three of the U.S.-led offensive in the Helmand River Valley of south-central Afghanistan. NPR's Graham Smith, the company of the 28th Marine Battalion, has it moved into the village of Sorhodez, and here's his report.
On the eve of the offensive, after final battle briefings and rehearsals, the Marines walked across 2 kilometers of shin-high sand they call moon dust to the edge of the helicopter landing pad where they slept, or tried to. Reveille at 3:30, MREs are the breakfast for those who want one, and the Marines line up at the helipad. First Sergeant Derek Mays.
We already have the first 4 already on deck, so we should wait on the next 3 to show up here shortly, and they'll just start mounting the birds.
Fox Company's first platoon is up and away, a half hour in the sky, then a banking, fast descent to a green field with 2 small fires burning in it from flares they've dropped.
Get up.
They run through a furrowed field into a safer position. There's no enemy fire.
Watch your step. Single file.
Marines take positions along a head-high berm and in the field, squads spreading out, set to take their objective. A compound with 15-foot-high walls just across the street. The men have no idea what could be inside. Company Commander Captain John Sun knows it's important to find out soon.
Here's the deal. We've got about 30 minutes of air coverage. This is a pretty good spot in terms of cover and concealment, but not good enough. In about 10 minutes, start through the cordon on the compound, you know, make that gate, and then we're going to try to talk to the owner.
Machine gunner!
The Marines move across the road and into the courtyard where Captain Sun knocks on the door.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Manana, this is the gentleman.
His name is Daoud. He is obviously nervous. The Marines are too. They're taking bets on when they'll get shot at.
I guarantee you, in the next 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. I hope not. I got 5 hours on that before nightfall.
We ain't going nowhere.
But right now, seems pretty good because there's a lot of children so I don't foresee anything happening now. That's why we need to get all the time in the world to get a place set up and then start pushing our patrols, get them before they get us.
In fact, that will turn out to be the biggest fight these Marines will face on their D-Day, convincing the locals to let them have a place to live. Daoud says they can't stay at his place. He'll walk the captain through town to see if someone else can help. After securing the compound, Captain Sun, Sergeant Mays, and a squad of Marines roll down the street past cautious clusters of men and young boys.
We are probably going to walk about another 200 meters or so, meet the local elder, and try to do some negotiation.
The Marines finally have a chance to really look around. There are fir and fruit trees. There's a canal of running water, and the outer walls of neat houses are all up and down the street. The patrol reaches the house of the village leader, but he's not home. Captain Sun approaches the village mullah, Zainuddin, hoping he may have a suggestion or some clout. Instead, he has a list of complaints. The police cause problems. The British forces killed a 10-year-old boy and his father 2 weeks ago. And he's afraid the Marines will bring the fight to his town.
The problem is that you're coming from this side and the Taliban coming from this side. And then the children and the family will are scared because of that.
But it's going to take a little time to stop the Taliban, but that's why we're here. And we'll protect the people. We'll protect your people here in the village.
The mullah has no suggestions about a place to stay. Other men gather around. Finally, they say they'll talk to Daoud. Since his place is on the edge of town, if there's an attack on it, the fight may not affect the rest of the village as much. Daoud finally agrees. The captain negotiates a 2-week lease for $100. The man is given a voucher to get more money from the provincial government.
Just to be clear, we have the whole house, right?
That
would really, really appreciate it. So.
The Marines go back across the field to give Daoud time to move out. He takes 3 large cartloads of carpets, furniture, and clothing away. Then Daoud approaches Captain Sun again. He wants to give the money back. When pressed, he explains.
They said just get the money back because when you leave here, the Taliban will cut him because of helping you.
We're not leaving.
Nevertheless, the Marines take the money. Daoud leaves. He says he'll tell the Taliban the house was taken by force. The Marines, meanwhile, move in, making sure to sweep the premises for bombs. Fox Company has come through this day, their objective achieved and without a shot fired. For NPR News, this is Graham Smith in the village of Sorhodez, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
And to see photos of the Fox Company Marines on the ground in Afghanistan, you can come to our blog, npr.org/soapbox.